have both. I can hear the Spanish and I'll hear the
English. Do we remember what Mike mentioned to us earlier today? Remember, it's the love of Christ. You know, Jesus, at one point talking with the Pharisees, he said, But I know you. It states that you do not have the love of Christ. Those are some strong words. I think, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, the love of Christ, but unfortunately we don't understand it. Think about this. If everything that Mike read didn't motivate you, not even a little bit, it's because the love of Christ is so profound, so big. Think about this. Nobody in the world, your husbands and wives and daughters, your fathers or your mothers, do not love you like God. You know, Mike talked about, you know, how it takes control of our lives. And you can look this up in John. I see that you guys do not have the love of Christ. But sometimes we don't even understand it. You know, we don't understand the love of Christ. I wanted to put an example so that this is a revelation, you know. I can tell you that, you know, Jesus died on the cross and this and that. But the love of God, it transforms us. There's a part that says that the love of God, you know, if we don't have the love of God, you cannot fulfill essentially, you know, his commandments. There are so many things. You know, I was thinking of what are good examples of saying, you know, how to express the love of God, you know, so that you guys can understand or can see how much the love of God is. So earlier today, Toby was running and he was crying, and he knows that he can run towards me. He knows that I love him, that I care for him. What do we do something? You know, we go to God when we get hurt or something happens, you know. Your Christian life will be different if you understand the love of God. You know, I thought about the love of God, you know, the way that Mike was describing it. You know, I was thinking, what is the love of God doing in our lives? I wanted to find an example, but I couldn't find one. But, you know, let's say this. Imagine that you're walking, and let's say somebody is, you know, somebody is walking around with a rifle, I guess, and the bullet, it's going towards you, but you see that someone steps in front of the bullet, and he falls. And you see him on the ground, but then you leave. But you see, the love of God was when you see the love of God, you see that Jesus died on the cross. The love of God needs to push us or impulse us to a new life. You can't say, oh yeah, you know, the love of God, this and that. And we sing, you know, the love of God. but you know, things happen. But if we read the passage, it says, you know, he recognizes that we do not understand the love of God. You know, if you look at the passages that Mike was talking about earlier today, may God direct, you know, our hearts towards Him and to the perseverance in Christ. We know that He directs our lives. It needs to become a revelation in our hearts. You know, in churches they preach, you know, nobody loves you like God. But why doesn't it do anything in our lives? You know, why is it that when we read that God's love transforms us? Why don't we understand that, you know? We must think. You know, we must think that the love of God is so big, it's so great. He has died on the cross for us. You know, he's on the ground and we are continuing to walk. The love of God, you know, the love that He has for you. One can't transform himself, but the love of God can transform us. When you see when Toby came running up to me while he was crying, you saw what he did, you know. He came up to me and he tried, you know, I hugged him, you know, to our refuge. If you understand the love of God, if you truly believe it, what do you do in each situation? You know, the brother gave me a little stink eye. You know, it causes a problem, but instead we should do, I'll turn to God. You know, the love of God changes our perspective, our point of views, you know. Until we understand. And one of the things that I want us to do is to pray. To say, Lord, I want that revelation. You know, of your love, how big is your love? How great is your love? You know, what Mike was reading earlier, you know, we saw, you know, how great it is, how big it is for the love of Christ. You know, we have songs about it. He's talking about the love of Christ. It doesn't mean that you're going to, you know, that you're going to transform yourself. You know, it's more like God is going to transform you. You know, there's a difference between motivation and revelation. What we need is the revelation of the love of God in our lives. Those who are married, who have kids, you know, who have parents, but listen to me. Don't listen to me with your ears. Listen to me with your heart. Nobody loves you more than God. There is nobody that can love you as much as, you know, He does. But the thing is that we dedicate our lives to other things. And God is always waiting for us. You know, He's waiting, you know, for us to pay attention to Him, to give Him a little attention, you know. You know, take a look at that, you know, image that we said. You know, somebody is shooting, it shoots you, right? But somebody steps in front of it, in front of the bullet. You see that person fall to the ground, and you just walk away, you know. Put yourself in that position, you know, of Jesus laying down there for you. But you see, you know, Jesus, or God, so loved the world that He gave His only Son to die on the cross for us. That's incredible. You know, Mike said that many people look for the grace of God. But there's a lot of things that the love of God does. But sometimes we look for, you know, we work, or we take priority in our jobs. We want to be good at this, we want to be good at that. But the Creator of the entire universe loves you more than anything else. But you know why we don't understand? It's because when something happens to us, we don't become like those kids, you know, turning to God saying, you know what, God loves me. What is it that we do? We start to worry. What are we going to do? What am I going to do with my life? And, you know, and we start to worry. We start to panic. But we don't understand the love of God. You know, we don't understand that we can turn to God. You know, He sees everything. He knows everything that you're going through. He knows what's inside your heart. Nobody else knows you as much as God. Nobody else loves you as much as God. You know, life is difficult. It has problems. You know, we're sinners, but do you know how much God loves you? You know, with a simple prayer in your room and rest, and you say, Lord, I understand you love me. I know you love me. And you have a purpose for my life. You know, and Jesus, you know, He says, I understand, or I know that you guys, or sorry, Peter says, I know you guys don't understand the love of God. Paul says, he's on his knees saying, I know how great your love is. And that's a prayer that we should say. You know, is God loves you. Even though if we're going through a difficulty, you know, we shouldn't think, oh, what am I going to do? We should think, God, I know you love me. I will repeat it once and twice and over. God knows what's going on in your life. God knows the worries of your life. I understand that God is great, but, you know, I can't find a job. I can't find a good job. I can't find a place to live. You know, how is it that God is so great? But if you understand the love of God, you see the mountains, you know, they will begin to fall. But you see, you know, we must understand that the love of God is so great. We cannot let that, you know, affect us. You know, like I was saying, Toby knows, if Toby hits himself, he's not going to go and hide. He comes to me and cries with me. You know, it's not that he comes to me and his pain goes away. Come. You know, far away you won't understand the love of God. You must come closer to Him. And this retreat is for that purpose. We're going to have fun. You know, later today we're going to have a talent show. We're going to have games. We're going to have worship. But see, keep something in mind. There is nobody that loves us like God does. The God of love is so incredible. You know, some of us, what we should do is, God, I would follow you, anything for you. You know, the love of God is so faithful, it does not change. It is incredible how great the love of God is in our lives. But there's a few of us that don't know or don't have the love of God. We go to Judas. You know, if something happens, let it be with the love of God. you know, my brother did something bad to me, I'm going to get mad at him. But let the love of God, you know, take over your life. Our, the way we think will change with the love of God. You know, these are simple examples. You know, sometimes I say, oh, I don't wanna wake up to pray, you know, because I'm tired, right? I'm tired. I don't wanna wake up and pray. But you think, you know, God loves me so much. I wanna know more about Him. The love of God is gonna make you want to spend more time with Him. What happens when God loves us so much? What happens when we don't have the love of God? It's really difficult to live our Christian life without it. So there's something that we need to understand is to have the revelation of the love of God. Not only know, you know, Bible verses like John 3:16 and in, you know, we must begin to ask God to give us a revelation, you know, not to only hear it, but to also understand it. It's going to give you a peace. The love of God is going to give you peace that you will not find, no matter how rich you are, you know. Sometimes we begin to think, maybe if I work, you know, I'll be financially free, or I don't have any worries anymore, financial. But in Ephesians, Mike was reading, you know, 3:19, and recognize the love of Christ that goes over any understanding. You know, sometimes we think we are, you know, sometimes we think we know what's best for our life. I know what I'm going to do. I know how things are going to work. I know how I'm going to achieve this. But when changes come into your life, for whatever reason or for whatever the change is, But if we have the love of God, you know, we will adapt quickly to those changes. But if we don't have those changes, we will begin, why do I have this sickness? You know, when something wrong happens, you start to think, what is going on? I wanted to do this. I wanted to live this. Or I wanted to do that, you know. But the love of God, we must understand the love of God. You know, and I know that we can read more verses, but what I want today is for us to pray to God, for him to give us revelation, to transform us and what he can do in our lives. Like Paul said, you know, that, so we can know how to love or understand the love of God. Let's pray for a moment. Think the love of God. Think how great His love is. He sacrificed His only Son. You know, think. He sacrificed His own Son for you. If there is one thing that we need to understand, is that no matter what you did, it doesn't matter, you know, how great your error was, He loves you. So much so that He gave everything. Jesus, first forgive us. We walk like if somebody doesn't love us, but we don't comprehend that your love is so great. I want I want to know and live your love. I want to live and love. I know that the Creator of God, or the Creator of all things, and when I think that I'm going in this direction, you know what's best for me. He has you here for one purpose, because He loves you. God loves you. When you go through difficulties, this revelation will help you, will transform your life. God loves you. He was the one who began the initiative. Us, the sinners, instead of us going to Him, He came to us because He loves us. Lord, I pray that You reveal Your love to give them peace, that You, Lord, have given everything. Fill us with Your love, because only that way we can love our brothers and sisters. That's how we can fulfill Your commandments. We will have liberty knowing Your love. I'm the sinner, Lord. He loves you. If we understand that He died on the cross for us, and gives you peace and love. But I don't want to do things that You haven't called me to do. I want to follow You. I want to follow You. We are Yours. Fulfill us. Reveal Your love. Throughout this retreat, reveal Your love to us. Because You are good. Your mercy is forever. Thank You, Lord. In Your name we pray. Amen. Amen.